Good afternoon and alichtig Chanukah. I want to tell you a story that occurred in our shul just a few short days ago. Sunday night, the first night of Chanukah, I had spent a few moments before Mincha preparing the menorah, setting up the little bulbs of oil with the wicks. Finally, we finished Mincha and the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah for the first time this year came about. And I think I, like many of you, have a special affinity and connection to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Its beautiful, radiant, luminescent spiritual light fills our hearts, fills our home, fills our souls, and gives us the opportunity to begin anew, to rededicate, to turn over a new leaf and to regenerate, even in the midst of the sometimes cold and harsh winter. And so I recite the brachos, kindle the first candle, as well as the shamish, the ancillary service candle, recite the brachos, then lit the candles, singing Haneros Halalu, Ma'oz Tzur, an incredible and beautiful moment, personally and for our shul, basking in the light of the menorah. And as I'm singing the songs of Chanukah with my eyes closed, trying to summon up all the devotion and kavana I can, I feel someone pulling on my arm. And the person gently whispers to me, "Rabbi, the Chanukah lights are out." It turns out that the Chanukah lights, after I had lit them, apparently went out quickly, extinguished relatively soon after initially being kindled. So what do we do in such a situation? So the Talmud, the Shulchan Aruch, already discusses this halacha. The Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch quotes the same wording, Kavsa ein zakokla. If you light the menorah and the candles subsequently go out, you are not obligated to relight it. Now this halacha applies in a very particular circumstance. As long as at the time that I lit the menorah, there was enough oil, the wick was good, there wasn't wind, ripping through the house, everything was set so as to allow for a good act of kindling, and for some unexplainable reason, the Ner Chanukah goes out, I am not obligated to relight it. That's the halacha. So on a technical level, when our menorah went out in shul on that first night, I could have left it alone. Shalom al Yisrael. Everyone's fine. Of course, if you want to relight it, you can, as we did in shul, but one is not obligated to do so. And the great and saintly Baal Shem Tov asks a simple question. He says, why? If I light the Chanukah candles and the Chanukah candles go out and I have the ability to relight them right there, why shouldn't I be obligated to relight it? What's the logic behind that? If I'm holding my lulav and esrog and I drop it, am I not obligated to pick it back up and resume the mitzvah? If I'm holding a piece of matzah and about to eat it and it falls out of my mouth, am I not obligated to go ahead and continue to eat the matzah? So I lit my Ner Chanukah, I lit my Chanukah lights. They're supposed to remain lit for a half hour. Why wouldn't I be obligated to relight them? And the Baal Shem Tov says something so beautiful. He says, because the act of preparing and kindling the menorah is an incredible metaphor for life. You see, in order to produce the light of the menorah, you have to prepare. You have to put in effort. You have to place your menorah in the right place. You have to purchase the right type of oil that'll burn. You have to purchase a wick that is capable of drawing up the oil. You have to make sure that if you're going to place it by a window, there's not a draft coming through that's going to go ahead and extinguish the candles relatively quickly after being kindled. In order to produce light, you have to put in effort. A lot of effort, a little bit of effort, everything depends on your circumstances. But the creation of light is only accomplished if one is willing to put in some initial effort. So says the Baal Shem Tov, person sets up his menorah. I put in the effort. I went, did the shopping. I did the placement. I came from work early. I have my family gathered around. I light it, and then it goes out. The Baal Shem Tov says the Chanukah candle is going out is the metaphor or symbolic of failure. I put in the effort, and yet the results did not materialize. I worked hard, yet what I worked hard for did not come to fruition. So in life, we often assume that when you work hard on something, but the results don't materialize, that you have failed. You have nothing to show for all that effort. You've done nothing, accomplished nothing, gained nothing. But my dear friends, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us that that is not the case. Because in life, when you expend effort, In life, when you roll up your sleeves and you work to make something happen. In life, when you go out of your way to kindle light, and in fact, you kindle the light, even if it is subsequently extinguished, you are not a failure. Even if it is subsequently extinguished, you still reap the benefits from the effort you put in. Because effort, even if it doesn't produce results, is still meaningful, is still impactful, and still has a cathartic impact on me. Because any time in life we work hard to make light, any time in life we work hard to create results, any time in life we work hard to create new luminescent realities, even if they don't materialize the way we wanted them to, even if they don't take root the way we thought they would, and even if they only flicker for a little bit before they go out, I have not failed. I've created light, albeit for a few brief moments. I've created something beautiful, albeit for a few brief moments. In life, just because you don't get the results does not mean you're a failure. There's success in effort. There's elevation in effort. There's cathartic change by engaging in the process. And says the Baal Shem Tov, that is why the halacha says, Kavsa eino zokuk la. If you put in the requisite effort and your menorah went out, you're good. You're good. You've put in the effort, you created some light. You see, if the halacha would command me to relight the menorah, then I would think that the flicker that existed for a few moments was but a failure. And therefore the halacha says you could relight if you want, but you don't have to. To give us this simple and profound message. When you put in effort in life, you have already succeeded, even if the results you wanted do not materialize. We live in a result-driven society, where often we never look at the effort and we just look at the results. And if the results don't materialize, oy vavoy, I failed. Chanukah reminds us that that is not the case. In life, we often do not control the results. The only thing we truly control is our effort. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in such a beautiful way that as long as we put in that effort, as long as we try, even if the results flicker for a moment, we are still successful. We have accomplished something beautiful. Don't gauge your success by the materializing of your results, but gauge your success in your willingness to put in the effort. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a lichtige Freilich in Chanukah.